Good morning and welcome to FOSDEM. Today I'm going to talk about LibreOffice technology, a concept that we have just introduced with the announcement of LibreOffice 7.1. LibreOffice technology is the result of 10 years of development in the right direction. Today, we have the same processing engine common to all modules of LibreOffice. This is based on a cleaned and refactored source code with a focus on code quality and consistency, and is supported by easy and extensive APIs. At the end, LibreOffice technology is the best open source platform for personal productivity. This is a timeline of the main milestones since 1985, when Marco Burris released StarWriter. It's over 30 years that we are working on the engine, and we have, over the years, we have announced products like StarOffice, then open source product like OpenOffice, then open document formats, and then LibreOffice, and the evolution of the open document format up to 2021, when we have announced LibreOffice 7.1 community. The addition of the community label marks the change of a communication strategy for LibreOffice that we will maintain over the next 10 years. This image gives a visual representation of the technical depth that LibreOffice got in 2010 when the source code was forked from the source code of OpenOffice.org. The issues at the time were that the code was too complex for the average developer and the build environment was difficult to create and manage. Patches were not handled in the proper way, and it was necessary to mentor new volunteer developers to reduce the learning curve that was very, very steep. So in 2010, the OpenOffice.org community forked, created LibreOffice to relaunch the innovation. This has happened over the last 10 years. Let's see how we did it. First, we managed to grow the number of developers. In 5 years, we went from the initial small group of 20 developers to over 1,000 contributors. Then we stopped counting them because it was clear that LibreOffice was attracting developers on a steady basis without any real issue. So we managed to balance the mix of contribution, attract new code contributors, increase the number of core developers, and over the years, we created a strong base of new developers and attracted also several new star contributors that performed challenging cleaning tasks. The objective were to reduce the software footprint. In fact, we reduced it by almost 2 million lines of code to undertake the code renovation that was long awaited, remove all the dead code and the deprecated libraries, translate the German comments to English to make the source code accessible to people that were not German native speaker, and also use state-of-the-art C++ construct. Leading those challenges, challenging development was the engineering steering committee. They are meeting every week to discuss about development. People is part of the engineering committee if they have a role in the development and the contribution of one module. Also, we have created an infrastructure for development which is independent and is managed by the community. So we have a Garrett instance, we have Tinderboxes, we have a Bugzilla instance, OpenGrok, we have a WebLate translation instance, and all the additional performance and crash monitoring tools. At the end, this infrastructure allows the project to be independent in terms of technologies and allow the developers to grow the source code base in the right direction. Also, the user interface has been reorganized, improved, and renovated. This is an example of what has happened with menus in the different applications. And we have also added notebook bar, which is something similar in term of approach to the bars of competing product, proprietary or open source or freeware products active in the Office Suite market. We have also improved the performances. These are statistics at the time of LibreOffice 6.3, so a couple of years ago, when, thanks to all the renovation, there have been significant open and safe performance improvement. This is Writer, and this is Calc. So these are different activities, different transactions, and as you can see from before and after, the increase in speed was quite significant. A lot of attention has been given on the quality of the source code. Using static code analysis tools like Coverity Scan, the defect density has been reduced from 1 to 0.00. This defect density is measured in defect of every 1,000 lines. This is the situation more or less a couple of months ago, start of December 2020. As you can see, the number of defects is extremely low. We monitor it on a weekly basis, and it's not always at zero, but the number is always very small. Also using fuzzing tools, these have helped especially with vulnerabilities, because allows to